AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A former top aide to Osama bin Laden has been convicted of conspiracy to bomb U.S. embassies in Africa. The AP's Warren Levinson has the story from New York.
The guilty verdict against Khalid al-Fawaz was delivered by an anonymous jury in a heavily fortified courthouse after 2.5 days of deliberation. Fawaz, a 52-year-old Saudi, was a close confidant of Osama bin Laden in the early days of al-Qaeda. He showed no expression as the verdict was read. Al-Fawaz helped operate a terrorist training camp in Kenya and served as bin Laden's communications director in the time leading up to the East Africa embassy bombings. The nearly simultaneous 1998 blasts at the U.S. embassy in Nairobi and Dar es Salaam killed 224 people, including 12 Americans. Warren Levinson, New York.
The White House is not identifying him, but some news organizations say the masked man with a British accent seen in Islamic State beheading videos is Mohammed Emwazi. Asim Qureshi with the civil rights group CAGE in London says he knows Emwazi, but it's hard to accept that it's him.
That the Mohammed that I knew was extremely kind, extremely gentle, extremely soft-spoken, was the most humble young person that I knew.
Prosecutors in Southern California say no decision has been made yet on whether charges will be filed against a truck driver involved in the crash in Oxnard that derailed a commuter train. The Federal Communications Commission voted to impose tough new rules on broadband providers to keep them from creating fast lanes on the internet for content providers that pay more. Federal judge is clearing the way for the reinstatement of Minnesota Vikings running back Adrian Peterson. He was suspended following allegations of domestic violence. Former Louisville guard Chris Jones pleaded not guilty to charges of rape and sodomy. He was kicked off the team just a few days ago. On Wall Street, stocks finished mixed. The Dow Jones Industrials finished down about 10 points. This is AP Radio News. After winning an Oscar last year, Lupita Nyong'o has been very popular on the red carpet. Police in Los Angeles say Nyong'o's $150,000 pearl dress from Oscar night has been stolen.
This is custom Calvin Klein collection by Francisco Costa.
The dress was last seen in Nyong'o's hotel room in West Hollywood. Police think it was stolen sometime last night. There are 6,000 pearls of various sizes on Lupita Nyong'o's dress. On social media today, the attention was on two quick-footed llamas. They were moving in and out of traffic in Sun City, Arizona. There was television helicopter footage tracing the path of the llamas through the city. Several attempts to catch them were unsuccessful. Both animals eventually were escorted to a waiting horse trailer. There must have been a hashtag connected to that. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.